County planners are concerned that the highway corridor will lead to a strip of development with multiple driveways accessing the roads and creating traffic problems. As an alternative, the county has suggested that owners could put their entitled density further back from the land, but some owners plead that their land doesn't have that depth. Still, Councilmember Doug Clyde told us afterwards those property owners are not out of luck.
They have existing rights that essentially can be developed. The question is, are they going to be allowed to increase the amount of development that they have on the highway corridor? We were forwarded up a plan from the Planning Commission that substantially expanded the highway corridor. And when we began to look at the highway corridor, we realized that that, in fact, was fatally flawed land planning, that it did everything negative that we could possibly think of, and that, in fact, not only did we not need to expand it, we probably needed to eliminate it overall. Now, in that process, we provided people with density in some of the background areas, but as you mentioned, not everybody has a backyard that they can necessarily move into.
Despite the dilemmas facing a few lot owners, Clyde said the council has to consider the overall protection of the public.
Just because somebody's lot density goes down a little bit or goes up a little bit, that is not a reason for us to change our zoning laws. Our zoning laws are based on health, safety, and welfare.
And he said you have to remember the reasons that led to the creation of Highway Corridor.
The purpose of the Highway Corridor was to allow those people who had farmland to develop in the front of their farmland and continue to farm what's behind them. Well, in the process of going forward in land use, some of those front lots have been sold off, right? And now those people are coming back and saying, well, but I can't subdivide further. Well, yes, that's true. But the original intent of the highway corridor was gone a long time ago. Those properties, those acreages in the back are no longer being farmed. Or if they are being farmed, then we have given you density and you can move your density into the back.
So for those people who may not have known that, they're the ones that...
Well, they still have development rights.
County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.